When Governor Walker introduced his budget repair bill, Luther Olson said the elimination of collective bargaining rights was a pretty radical idea. He voted for the bill anyway.
When you look up the word radical, it means a big deviation from the normal, and it was.
Then why did you vote for it?
Well, just because it's radical doesn't mean it's wrong. You know, it was a big change. It needed to be done.
Needed to be done in order to avoid massive layoffs. But Olson has some misgivings. He tried unsuccessfully to change the part of the bill that requires unions to recertify every year. And he worries about what the bill has done to the Wisconsin he knew.
There are people who aren't talking to each other. There are people that are afraid to say anything because of the other side. It seems like we've lost a little civility, maybe a lot of civility in the state of Wisconsin, and that's what really, really concerns me.
Olson says the governor is wrong to characterize the protesters as thugs and outside agitators.
I saw people from around the state, some people that I knew. I didn't see any thugs or anybody from outside state, but I can only be responsible for the things I say. I can't be responsible for what he says.
Throughout his years in office, Luther Olson has been supported by teachers in his district. Now, some of those teachers are working to put his name on a recall ballot.
I guess I've come to peace with the situation that people are going to do what they're going to do. I have felt that I have represented my district in a proper way throughout the years. I voted like my district wanted. Now I'm facing recall, and I'll just have to live with it, what the voters decide.
Luther Olson has served in the state legislature since 1994. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.